Long drive up here.
It is 10 a.m. on Monday, May 18th, and we will call to order the Tarrant County 911 Emergency Assistance District Board of Managers meeting. Start with roll call, please.
Rick Brunson. Arby Insko.
Present.
Robert Briggs.
Present.
Sam Hall.
Here.
Scott Hofstrom.
Here.
Ray Richardson.
Here.
Elena Williamson.
Present.
We do have a quorum.
Thank you. Any agenda announcements?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Move to the consent agenda. Have a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve.
Motion by Chief Hall, second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Legislative update, Mr. Paxton.
Morning.
Morning.
I do not have a lengthy presentation for you today. The legislative and interim committee hearings have been going on in Austin and around the state. They're going to continue to meet over the summer and in the fall as they prepare for the legislative session, which is starting, of course, in January. This past week, I had a meeting with Kai Ash, and if you remember last month when I came to greet you, Kai is the new lobbyist for the Alliance. He came he was the governor's budget director. And he and I are working on developing our legislative strategy for the next session. One of the things I'm excited about with it is we're kind of taking a different approach, where in years past we might find our champion in the legislature as someone who is overly passionate about public safety or 911 in general. And this time we're really taking a top-down approach, where we're going to meet with the governor, lieutenant governor, and speaker's offices, and present them with the challenges of why we need a sustainable funding source, and ideally the wireless fee increase is the route to go. But we're also going to give them a wide menu of options to choose from. I don't want to walk into those offices and say, here's the problem, can you fix it? I want to be able to give them options that they can go through and tell us what is palatable for this session and what is not. And that way, I feel like if we go that route, then we will have leadership being our champions, pushing this legislation forward, and ideally picking the right person on their team who is going to push this in the House and the Senate. But Kai and I are working on those options. We're coming up with a strategy. We'll deliver that to the Alliance, present that for feedback and approvals, and then in the next month or so I can come back and brief you on what the route we're looking at going and see if we need to tweak anything or completely change some things. But that's really all I have today. It's just we've got the primary runoff next week, but then legislative interim committees are really gearing up, and like I said, we'll be meeting in Austin and around the state for the rest of the year. So, thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Paxton? No, thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. Executive Director Report, Ms. Decker.
We'll get this started. I did want to add to Bill, we're holding the Texas Alliance meeting in June here at our headquarters, and Kai will be here. And of course, Bill will be here as well. We have talked about if there's any board members who would like to attend that, please let us know so that we can prepare for that. And Sandy's.
Yes, so we have Chief Hall, Aubrey, and Rick Brunson will be attending. So I will be sending you guys a certain invite today just for confirmation.
Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you.
Elena, you want to talk about public education analytics training? And then why don't we just keep you up here with new staff member?
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
So public education is still so busy. We are wrapping up all of our Safety Smart rallies for the year as the school year is coming to a close. But she has already almost fully booked next school year. So it has been something that was highly requested, and we are even getting new schools that we haven't had yet that have reached out, so we're excited about that. When it comes to social media, we have had new followers across the board. We've definitely seen more interaction and engagement on our social media. She's done a fantastic job, especially during TC Week, to really promote our people and what they're doing. So she worked really hard during that time frame to get everybody their gifts and to just make sure that they know how important that they are. Thank Fort Worth for definitely being involved. My husband was one of the actors in one of the videos, but they were very, very much highlighted, I feel, during that week. So we're very grateful for Kat for doing that. On the event front, she is staying busy. We had two that she said were standouts for her. The Central Division Safety Fair in Fort Worth had 250, if not more, attendees. And then the Super Safety Saturday event also, that I think was held in Fort Worth, had 200 as well. We've had health and wellness activities in Arlington, and we had a couple of career days that she was able to get good attendance in as well. So great, great things happening on the public education front. On training, we held multiple classes that have been requested even more so. We did have one standout class, the 911 is the Caller the Killer. We originally had 60 people registered, but last minute cancellations got us down to 39 attendees. We got great feedback from some of the students that attended, and they're even bringing this instructor to their facility. I will say also in April, we at the district were proud to be able to report to TCOL all of the hours that were earned during the Texas Public Safety Conference. It's a lot of work, it's a lot of preparation and everything, but we were able to report 2,346 hours that were given out to telecommunicators across the board at the conference. So that was something that was really a bonus for us. It was one of the highest numbers that we've reported over the years, so we're excited about that. Curriculum requests aren't on your statistics now, but I do wanna let y'all know we are very open to sharing our curriculum for training. So I will start including some statistics on how many we have had reach out for us for curriculum, and I'll also be including that in our annual report going into next year, because it's an uptick now. We've had a lot of people reaching out for us. So, do you have any questions for me about PubEd?
I would like to highlight she had the highest scores in this last licensing class than we've ever had, and thank you, Chief Holmstrom, for sending two of your people.
Yes.
This was our first at Arlington, so we were...
The class started in April, but those aren't unlisted on these statistics because technically we don't report them until May. But yes, it was a great class, and we had the best feedback we could have gotten, and we did not have a single grade on the state exam below an 80. So that's first time ever that we've seen that. We usually see some high 70s, mid 70s, but this was the first time we didn't even have that. We had the lowest score of an 80. So out of 19, that's a win. So, and then now I'll bring up our newest team member, and I'll let her introduce herself.
Come on down. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, everyone. My name is Alyssa Gonzalez, and I'm super excited and grateful to be here, be part of this team. Just a little bit about myself. I am a native Texan. I'm originally from Corpus Christi. However, I have spent the past 11 years in the DC area. Specifically, the past 6.5 years, I worked for Fairfax County 911 in several different roles there. But I'm just extremely excited to be part of an incredible team and to see what difference I can make here for this team and just the public safety community in general.
Awesome. Today is her first day. We want to make sure y'all got here right at the beginning.
What are you going to be doing?
What
is your role?
I am going to be a training coordinator here.
Perfect. Well, welcome. We look forward to your expertise and how that can shape the future for the training for our TCs in the district and abroad. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Sarah, monthly call volumes?
So we have the monthly call volumes. There's really not much to really draw your attention to other than we've moved Fort Worth Fire to ACD call handling. And so some of the reports are a little skewed with their data. We just got their call volumes populating at ECATS as of Friday. So that'll be reflected next month.
Okay. Kevin, Alliance update.
So, as you know, every month, the Alliance gets together and meets, and this is the second time we included MECTA, which is mainly a lot of those hormonal cities, especially Dallas, where the hot topics is coming up is, funding for 911 states, help include them to boost those numbers. And it was kind of nice because, as you know, we chatted about earlier with Mr. Paxton, that Kai is the new strategist for the Alliance, and it was his first meeting there. Talked about his background and some of the strategies he's applied in the past that he says, you know, we've seen some success on this. Looks like y'all haven't tried that. Let's see what we can do, and this might get us better success, as Bill kind of mentioned earlier. So it's going to be a new way of dealing with things from the 911 legislative way. So we're kind of excited to see. Kai's really excited about things. He's real down to earth, wanting to really understand all the differences in the districts, wanting to understand what the needs are and find a really good way to get that message through. So that was a positive thing. We also talked a lot about some of the SEC requests for extensions. There's some technical things going on really nationally, but we're looking at it as best we can since some of the districts in Texas get together with the Alliance, talking about some of those challenges. It's a lot of the next gen progress, so we're working on that. So that's happening there. And then, of course, we will be hosting the next Alliance meeting. So we're thankful that we've got three of the board members that will be there. Three, no more, is what I understand. And it'll be great. We'll be having both the ops as well as the directors' meetings and an opportunity for you guys to see kind of what's going on this evening. Any questions?
Any questions from the board? Mm-hmm. No? Thank you.
Would you like to stay?
I can stay.
Okay.
So, Willow Springs, as you can see, today we're pouring patio. Sherry is very excited about this because we've been teasing her with this for the past 3 months, saying it's going to happen any day now. And as you know, we've had many challenges dealing with approvals and
water.
Rain and water and this and that and the other. So we're making some good headway on that. We're looking to kind of see a bunch of things start over the next 30 days to finish up. We have gotten some of the water penetrations on this wall taken care of. They found out what was going on. It took a little bit of intrusive aspects to get to, but it was an originating initial issue that comes out of original construction. So we got that taken care of. We got some electrical being taken care of this month. So really by the time you guys show up next time, we should see a lot of progress. The gates will be fully operational as the hope. We should have a patio completely poured. We'll see a lot of the trails starting to finish up and the fencing around the building will be done. So we're making some good headways. We're looking to kind of finish the stuff up throughout the summer at some point in time so we can kind of be done with this. So that's kind of where we stand in Willow Springs. Any questions on Willow Springs?
Any questions from the board?
Did you have them timed? They just started pouring, the concrete started coming out.
Literally.
You can see them over there in the corner. As soon as you said that, they launched the concrete.
They strategized that. They're actually following the stream here, so that as soon as they heard me say that, they said, yeah, pour now. So if you'd like, all the workers go out there and, you know, put your face in your hands in there to kind of leave a permanent aspect of it. Okay, or not. Thank you all.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it. Next gen 911 update, Sarah.
All right, we are at a little bit of a lull on next gen. We have two of the remaining OSPs to migrate still. And we are looking at training for the policy routing tool. This was a contractual obligation where we can reroute PSAPs as needed with a quick turnaround. And Motorola was struggling on that a little bit. They have that working, we're just pending some training dates on that. So we're looking forward to that. Probably move Pantego or DWG and fail them over and see what that looks like. We are looking at moving SMS delivery into NextGen Core Services as well. So we knew that was going to be towards the end of the project, and we're to that point. And monitoring traffic that's coming across the legacy Camatrons. There should not be any traffic coming across those, so we're keeping an eye on that, and we will soon start to disconnect some of those legacy elements to save money. I think that's it on NextGen, unless y'all have any questions.
Is it FIFA right after?
Yes.
Any questions on next gen?
Slightly off topic, I just put in front of you the new escalation procedures as well as a document. These all went out to the PSAP. It's the FIFA game schedule. It is a tips and tricks for international dialing. These are the new documents that were just sent out in the last week or two as we took on self-maintenance from AT&T. That seems to be going well. I've got Chris in here, who's the new manager of the team, who's normally in the background, but they're busy keeping 911 elements working. So they're also going to be looking at the international dialing for all the PSAPs in preparation for FIFA. So,
did I understand on that front with the international dialing that it is already enabled for all the agencies from a VESTA perspective? We just have to. No, it's not. Okay.
So we've reached out to the PSAP saying, if you would like this, let us know. And there's a list. We've opened tickets, and we're working through those tickets to enable that for some of the PSAPs. Arlington is already enabled. Grand Prairie is enabled. There's a select few, but if you've reached out and replied to the email, we have you on the list.
Okay.
As we talk about FIFA, we had FIFA meetings. I thought these were coming to a close, but it's funny. They just popped up on the calendar kind of last minute, May 7th and May 8th. You have the tips and tricks document in front of you. It's talking about how SMS will not function. It was never intended to function here in the US. Kat on Elena's team has been doing a lot of public education on do not text, call if you can, which is funny. It's the exact opposite of our previous message. Let's see, we are still working on the international dial. We talked about that. There is a transcription offering that will be placed on every workstation. We're working through the PSAPs on the transcription piece, at least for the first six sites. And then T-Mobile just received information actually last week. AT&T and Verizon Wireless have already dabbled in this, I guess, on May 11th, the week of May 11th. But we have tested T-Mobile. They have decided to, and it's pretty cool, where they're putting the calling party number as in the customer name field, which used to say what telco they were with. So now, instead of it potentially showing as uninitialized where you can't really see the phone number, the international number will be in the calling party number field so that you can get the full phone number. We had some workarounds, and that's in the international, the second document that I provided. We have some workarounds with that, not knowing that this was coming to fruition. We heard that there were some things in the works, but it actually looks like it is actually working for T-Mobile. So we've tested that with Mansfield. We'll keep an eye on this and test with AT&T and Verizon Wireless, but this is really good news. They anticipate all carriers to be done by June of 2026. So keep our eyes open on that. Any questions for me on FIFA?
I have a question FIFA adjacent as it relates to language services. And have we heard anything back from Propio and some of the challenges that we presented to them that they were working through?
We have. Ben is actively working with them. He's already had one meeting with them. We're trying to get more in the dashboard of visibility, and when there's issues, getting them more proactive than reactive that we heard in the meeting. But we are getting some pushback. So what we heard in the board meeting was we could probably do that, and now we're hearing in some cases they can't do that. So I'll provide you all with a report once we're done as to what they're willing to commit to, but he has a whole laundry list of things, of expectations, and then what we can view in the dashboard. Our main concern is them being more proactive on network reliability and monitoring that actively rather than, oh, a month later we hear that this call taker is having issues with their network provider. So that's a big issue. But the stance has changed slightly from the board meeting, I'll say. Okay. So we'll see what we can get.
Well, let us know where we need to lean in and provide support. We can imagine.
I will say I have not seen as many Proveo complaints in the last few weeks, for whatever that's worth. That just could be an anomaly, but sure will.
Thank you. Any other questions from the board? Thank you, Sarah. I appreciate you and your team. I'm going to move to board resolutions for RN 26-014, addendum for JCI job completion.
Good morning, everybody. So this request 26014 is for $10,000. This should pretty much be the final request we're going to have. We're in the final stage of getting our gates, access set up, cameras, and our intercom system in place. As you can see, gates are up, fences are up. It's just taking a while to get all those moving parts ready for JCI to complete the portion. Again, this is just representing the final phase and additional hours needed to take the job.
Thank you. Any questions from the board on this topic?
Make a motion to approve.
Motion from Chief Hall. Second.
Second.
Mayor Richardson, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
To resolution RN 26-015, revised personnel policy on compensation. Stephanie.
In your package, you have revised personnel policy, section 6, which is our compensation policy. The changes included in this policy was related to removing, it was a section regarding what would happen to the paycheck, the last paycheck, in the event of the death of an employee. That section was removed. Pretty much what would happen with that paycheck, the chief financial officer will directly deposit that check in accordance with the authorization that we have on file from the employee. We also made a few more changes to this policy related to the starting salary of compensation for starting an employee starting a new position or being promoted. And basically that starting salary would be based on that employee's qualifications, but they would receive a minimum of the posted salary range for the position. The other changes are just mine. Any questions for me?
Questions for
Chief Hallstrom, second.
Second.
Second by Chief Hall, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. I understand we do not have anything for executive session. So move to public comment. Seeing none, we will call this meeting adjourned at 10:23. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It took me longer to get here this time.